Now, let's just have a little flashback. Let's just have a little Kerry Joseph flashback from, oh, what's a couple of years ago?
Second and six, Cowboys of the Southwest Missouri 37-yard line. We played 3 minutes in the first quarter, no score. Joseph shotgun formation, has time. Now he's rushed. Has a go downfield, wide open. Terrence Davis, he's got a touchdown. Davis bubbles it at the goal line, and he catches it for the touchdown, and the Cowboys score on the second play of 1995.
There we go.
Shotgun for Joseph. Here comes James Madison. Joseph is going to try and take it off. He gets away. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Kerry Joseph's going to go all the way for the touchdown.
Okay, there's a little flashback, Kerry Joseph. Do you remember those days?
Yeah, I remember those days. I remember those two plays.
Oh, you know what? Here's the thing, though. Athletes, especially when you score, you never forget.
I can remember those two plays.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Oh, I'm glad you guys had me on.
Really appreciate it. You know, and now here's a little bit of a quiz. Here's a little bit of a just to see, because you do remember those plays.
Uh-huh.
So, here is your first question. If you were playing the Texas A&M University at Corpus Christi, what team are you playing? What is their nickname? Texas A&M University at Corpus Christi, who are you playing?
Is it... it's not the Aggies.
It is not the Aggies.
I'm not sure. I never played them.
You never played Texas A&M? We were looking for Islanders.
Nah, I never played them.
Okay, what about UTA? Texas at Arlington, did you play them?
No, we didn't play them either. They played, my niece plays them in basketball, but we never played them in football.
Okay, what about Nichols State?
The Colonels.
That is correct. See, because it's a while. Now, what about Lamar?
We never played Lamar, but I think their mascot might be Cougars.
Close enough. Well, the Cardinals.
Cardinals, yeah. They actually just getting the football program back, I think, this year coming up.
Well, maybe the Lady Cardinals are more like the Cougars, but it's tough to tell from now.
I hope not.
Hey, well, I mean, sort of looking in the past year, but again, it's going to be about the future for you. And you look at sort of, you know, the championship winning in Regina, which was, a great year. It was a fabulous Grey Cup. You go to Toronto, where there was a lot of high expectations, and looking at some of the changes that happened. Some expected, some completely unexpected. And for you, what were some of the difficulties that you had in Toronto? Because it wasn't necessarily just you, Kerry. There were some troubles in the organization.
You know what? We did have some troubles within. We had some, and I think a lot of things just kind of trickled down onto the field. I think, you know, when I got traded there and being there at the same time with Michael Bishop and, you know, going through that controversy and things like that, I think it really it kept the team from being focused on our main goal of winning football games, and I think it caused problems in the locker room. And when things like that start to happen, you're not focused on your team goal of winning. It's more of whose side is, you know, such and such on and things like that. And you know what, you got to have trust and you got to have belief in each other when you step out there on that field. And that's how you win football games. And I think things just kind of spiraled out of control, and we just never was consistent.
And you know, as you're very well aware, football players maybe almost more than any other athlete, it really is about consistency and habit. Everything is very it's almost ritualistic from the way that you practice, from the continuity you have on offense, the defense, from the coaching staff, and that comes down from the organization as well. When you don't have that, when you're taking out of routine, you know, even from the press conference where you go there, and Michael Bishop is there, I'm thinking, look. If there is a backup situation or there's someone, I mean, I think it just seemed to be wrong from the very beginning. And it must have been, look, you go into a new organization, you're going to try to get along. But it must have been somewhat awkward, I think maybe even starting with the press conference.
You know what, it did. It was something that really wasn't expected. And I actually told Michael at the press conference, I knew that was tough on him. And, you know, from that point on, I think it was a recipe, you know, for something bad. And, you know, like you said, you have to be on the same page. And that starts with coaches and everybody. And when you have coaches and things like that that's not on the same page, you know what? I mean, players see it, and we just had some problems that we couldn't correct. And you know, it's not a finger pointing thing, but you just can see it as a player. And, you know, I saw some things in 2 years that I've never seen in my career, and unfortunately, you know what? We put the numbers up that we put up, and we couldn't get the win.
You know, as an organization, I mean, it's not like you haven't seen, you know, some difficulties. I mean, you get it done in Regina, but I'll be honest, that team that Eric Tillman put together in Ottawa, where I think you guys might have started off 4-1, something like that, before you got hurt, and then there was a whole bunch of injuries the year that you were hosting the Grey Cup in Ottawa. And I look back at that time and I think it's kind of a shame, because I believe, Kerry, that year, that Ottawa really would have been very competitive if not having at least a chance to host that Grey Cup that year.
You know what? Eric was putting some talent together on that field. We had a great coaching staff, and we had guys that played football hard and played together. And unfortunately, like you said, we had a rash of injuries that it really took a toll on our season. And you know what? Like I said, Eric, he was doing a good job of in that organization of putting some talent on the field to be competitive. And like I said, unfortunately, it just string of bad luck. I mean, we had injuries. I mean, we had people getting hurt in the front office. You know, so it was just like one of those injury-prone years.
Yeah, when the front office starts going down, it might be going south. You know,
yeah, I mean, when one of your owners falls and breaks his wrist, you know, it's like, uh-oh, golly.
It might have been during one of those, what was it, the Mardi Gras attempt with the beads.
Oh, yeah, it was just bad, you know. But, hey, it's part of life. You know what? You endure some ups and downs, and you know what, Toronto has made some changes, and you wish them the best. You know, you wish them the best direction they're going in, and you just move on. You know, and you just continue to be positive in life.
So Kerry, now that you're in this position where you're a free agent, and you are open to suggestion, if not offers, for yourself, does it really matter where you go? Does it matter what position you'd have in terms of depth, or do you just want to make sure that you play this year?
I just, you know what, I want to play football. I know there's a lot of good organizations out there. You know what, Calgary being one, Saskatchewan. And, I mean, Winnipeg. There's some opportunities out there. And I'm not stuck on I have to be the starter. You know, I just want to be able to go in and help a team and be able to play football and compete and do the things that I enjoy to do. I think I have a lot of talent that I can offer to a team. I got a lot of leadership on the field and off the field. And, you know what, like I said, I'm not this guy that's stuck on this big ego or this big money thing. I just want to be able to go in some way and compete and help a team win.
Well, I would think for yourself that considering the year that you just came through, that there's still some football left in you. There's still the desire to go out on the field and feel that you can win a championship no matter what the role is. So I would think in some ways you must feel like it's still relatively unfinished for you.
It is. You know what, and especially back after last year, I actually – in a sense, you know, with a chuckle, I'm thankful, you know, that you know, I kind of had to sit down for a little while because my body feels great. You know, I started yeah. training this off season, and I was like, man, I haven't felt this good in a while. So that's why I know I still have some years left in me, and I know, and I say to myself, how many more years I would love to play, and I know that I can reach that goal. So that's why I keep training the way I am and, you know, just keep praying that someone would see the same thing and not look at the 2 years that I had in Toronto as saying, hey, you know, this guy's career is done. But look at the things that I have done in the past and the things that I'm able to do.
Hey, Kerry, just have to ask you. I know we talked at the Henry Burris All-Star Weekend a couple of years ago, and we'd had a conversation about sort of family and friends down in Louisiana just after Katrina and some of the losses. Are things better for you, your family, and your friends down south?
Yeah, everything is better. Everything is better. You know, for my family and friends, unfortunately, some things are still not better for other people. But you know what? It's coming along pretty good. And I think with those Saints winning the Super Bowl, it kind of helps the city feel better about themselves.
Did you ever think in your lifetime that you would see that?
That is. I was hoping so. I was hoping. I was hoping as a kid. I was always hoping I would be on that team when it happens. But you know what? It was good to see, though. Being a guy from Louisiana and being a Saints fan, it was good to see.
Hey, Kerry, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Always great to talk with you. Look, you're a quality guy, and there's certainly a lot of football left in you, and there's also the other qualities like leadership, like understanding how to win and the concept of team, which a lot of teams would be very, very happy to have that, whether on the field, on the sidelines, or both. I think you fit all those qualities. So you know what? If you end up wearing the red next year, I'll tell you what, there'll be a lot of people in this city be pretty happy.
Hey, I know that's a great organization, and I know I would be happy to.
Thanks so much, Kerry. You take care.
All right, you too.